We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. Hello once again, everyone, and welcome back to Hartsdale, New York, for more Boomslang basketball. Now as we move into a Sunday afternoon. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob Adams on the Boom Mic here at the LaFell School for Boomslang and the Greenwich Stars. Earlier today, Boomslang beat the Gray Wolves by a final score of 23-5. That improved their record to 3-4 on the year. And as we told you at the top of that broadcast, Boomslang has to go 3-1 over their last four games to make it to the playoffs. So now they need to go 2-1 in their last three. And the teams over at their respective benches. It's going to be one of those games where, you know, officials, when they make a call, they'll say, oh, foul on, you know. In the last game with the Gray Wolves, the black jerseys, they would have said black 13. Or no, this is blue on blue. The royal blue and white of the Greenwich Stars, and the lighter blue, the sky blue and the white of Boomslang. Two teams hitting the floor as we speak. We told you at the end of the last game, just in case you missed it, I double-checked my numbers. Violet and Katie both led the way for Boomslang with 6 points apiece, as Violet had 3 field goals. Katie had a pair, but she also had a pair of free throws. This a rivalry game, two Greenwich teams, and ready to go for game number 2. Boomslang will go from right to left. 14 minutes on the clock, and we get it started with an opening tip-off that is controlled by the Stars. Boomslang actually controlled it, but it got tipped right to the Stars. Nice job by Nelly, as Nelly back in the lineup now, and the miss down low, settled back by Zoe. She'll drive into the front court, heads to the right side, moves over toward the baseline, feeds it back out. It's Isla in the corner. She drives baseline, floats it off the side of the backboard, settled down by the Stars. They'll walk it up from left to right. We're now in the varsity gym, Gym 1, I believe it's called. This is the actual home of the LaFell School Lions. As Katie tries to come over and swat the ball away, Greenwich, the Stars, driving in down low. The shot went underneath. A second try is no good. Isla, the rebound, she'll set it. The outlet to Zoe, and the point guard brings it across. Quick pass goes down low, thrown up by Nelly. That just was short, and then a scrum for it as Zoe fell on top of it, and she travels. So a turnover. 12:55 to go, first half, no score. Saw a really nice comment in between games about the broadcast today. So long as it's you're getting the info and the girls are enjoying it and you're enjoying it, I'm doing my job. This down low for the Stars is too strong, and a good strong move to take it away by Emily as she positioned herself for the rebound. Brought up by Katie, goes left, Zoe to the elbow, feeds to the right, blocks. It got swatted away, though, from Emily. So the Stars will bring it back. No score. With about 90 seconds gone here in the opening frame. Right across the timeline. Great defense by Zoe at center court. And a whistle. A little reset out of bounds. It'll be Greenwich Stars basketball. Inbound controlled up top, turning in, driving right side of the lane. Good defense from Isla. Down low, swatted away by Emily and out of bounds. It was a pretty good game a few minutes ago that the Greenwich Stars were playing in, a different age group. They won 15-14. The other team had a chance to win it with free throws at the end, as this goes out of bounds all the way at the other end. Katie couldn't quite control the dribble, had it knocked away from her. Looks like the Stars are making a change. So that happens. 11:45 to go, first half, no score. Zoe for the inbound, gets it in immediately, put up, that's no good. Turning around is Katie. Her shot also misses. Zoe rips it away, and we'll get the whistle. By the way, to settle down what I said at the top of the broadcast, the Greenwich Stars are being referred to as the blue team, and Boomslang being considered the white team. So that resolves that, as it's down low and controlled by the Stars. So the Stars will walk it up slowly with 11:23 to go in the first half. No score so far. Heading right to the free throw line, way up and off the backboard, then hit the cylinder, and Isla gets the rebound, and Boomslang has the ball from right to left. Across the line at center court, to the left to Katie. Katie drives down to the blocks, and her shot just a little low and kind of clanked off the cylinder. So it's Greenwich with the basketball. Brought across, up top, to the right elbow, getting in the lane. Up, that's no good. Another try, but Katie able to get the ball. Nice defensive effort by the forward, Katie. Feeds right, pass a little off the mark, but quick hands, I believe, from Nelly. And now it's Zoe down to Nelly at the baseline. She turns and fires. Isla goes and picks that up, swings it back out near the top of the arc where Zoe's waiting, and a jump ball whistled. 10:24 remaining, first half. Unsettled so far, no score. Not often I get to do two Greenwich teams, so it's kind of fun. Get to see Greenwich and Brunswick once in a while in the high school level, but not very often. Driving left, the Stars have it. I've seen Brunswick and Greenwich Country Day a few times as well. Down to the baseline, thrown up, no good, and underneath they'll call the jump ball. Another strong effort by Emily. She had ripped the ball away, but the jump ball had been whistled by that point. And it looks like that's going to be Molly checking in for Boomslang. So someone has to check out, because there's six on the floor right now. And off goes Emily. She had a good, strong appearance on the floor. Zoe will walk it up. Steps into the front court. Sprinting to her right, down toward the baseline. She backs it out, and that's picked away from her. So the Stars have it. No score, 9:44 remaining in the first half, and an elbow jumper is no good. Katie had it. Isla came away with it. The Stars get it back. Great defense by Zoe. She is draped all over that possession out near center court and staying right with her. Heading over to the left side of the arc. Losing the handle. Picked back up. Zoe reaching in, but no foul. Another swat. Darn near coming into the backcourt and stolen away by Katie. Katie all alone, sprints down, has to control the dribble. She does, pulls up, no good, and the Stars come away with it. That's a tough play for a young athlete to realize you've got open floor ahead of you, and getting yourself together to make that shot, and a violation turns it back for the Stars. Held the ball too long in the backcourt. Young players. An exchange of thoughts on that topic between coach and official that concluded. And still no score. Conversation continuing, and Isla the inbound to Zoe. Zoe from right to left. Ball getting kicked around, and now I think they will call a kickball. They did. And let's see. Do we have a timeout or a fresh five? Officials pointing. I think we're going to get a fresh five for Boomslang, at least from the looks of it. As Isla and... I thought Nelly was heading off as well. It's Isla and Molly heading off, so not a full fresh five. I think Samantha checked in. That is the case. The stolen away. Katie settles it down in the backcourt, throws it across. It goes back to Nelly. Nelly throws it up. That's no good. Katie, the offensive board, from the left block. She tries to turn but has it taken away from her. So 5.5 minutes plus of scoreless basketball early on here. And Zoe comes up with the loose ball. So now Boomslang again tries to bring it across. Turning, and back it goes. And Zoe again, the quick hands to take it in the backcourt. And Coach Ron wants a timeout. So a timeout, 8:04 remaining in the first half. Game 8 of the Winter League season for Boomslang. And again, you play in the tournaments in the fall season, and same for the spring. But the winter is 10 games, and you have to have the best regular season record. Your record determines whether you make it to the playoffs first weekend of March. For Coach Ron, he has incorporated a number of new plays since the last time Boomslang met the Stars. That was in the first game of this season. And Boomslang hoping this time things go their way as they continue a push for the playoffs. Good full roster for this Sunday afternoon game. Couple players missing in the first game, but pretty deep bench for Boomslang in game one. They looked just exceptional. I was trying to come up with an MVP trophy for Violet. She was so strong defensively in that first game. Plus had a couple of points, as I said. 8:04 remaining, first half. A scoreless game here. And this place, an absolute basketball factory each time I'm here. So there's always games coming in and going out and basketballs being dribbled. Just in case you hear a basketball being dribbled not too far from our broadcast point, which is now at the top of the bleachers in the main gym. And we get all the usual strange looks and whatnot. Because someone's staring at me right now while dribbling. All right, the Stars back out. Boomslang back as well. 8:04 remaining, first half, no score, and Zoe will bring it up from right to left for Boomslang in the lighter blue. Looking right, it goes down to Nelly. Down low and a scrum, and they will whistle a jump ball. I'm surprised they actually haven't said to stop dribbling the ball in the gym. Normally officials get upset at that. When there's a game going on. Here come the Stars. They come across the timeline, moving to the left, heading toward the elbow, stop there. Bounce pass is stolen away by Zoe. She drives in a one-on-two, has the presence of mind to slow up and moves toward the left wing. Turn, she gets to the blocks, throws it up, it hits the cylinder, and bounces out. So now the Stars come back. They seem to have the numbers they want, but not the case. Ball dribbled off a foot, and it was Zoe coming up with it. Gives to Violet. Violet driving to her left, lost the handle, has to stop. Feeds to Zoe between the circles, goes out right to Nelly. Nelly up and good. And there are the first 2 points of the game. Boomslang takes a 2-0 lead with 7:04 remaining in the first half. So the Stars across the timeline, moving to the elbow. Now left side of the lane, unable to tie it up. And the rebound off the miss, taken by Katie. Katie will drive it. Patiently steps inside, goes down to Nelly. Nelly tries to bank it in, no good. And it's Stars basketball. Coming up on 6.5 remaining in the opening half. Our third half of basketball today. On the Boom Mic, produced by Rob Casting Radio, as this is down low and bouncing out of bounds. It'll be, I believe, Stars basketball. And that is the case. Stars to inbound, they do, and it's stolen by Zoe. Zoe turns it back, ahead to Violet. Violet driving, had her pocket picked, and a whistle. No whistle, they're going to play on. I thought I heard a whistle. So a reset now. 6 minutes remaining first half. Here to the left side of the lane. The Stars try to get on the board. Fed down low and they answer. And I believe that's number 25 for the Stars. Long hair hanging down right over the back of the jersey. So hard to see the uniform number. Here comes Zoe. And we have a loose shoe. We have a shoelace untied. So an official's timeout. 5:40 remaining in the first half in a 2-2 tie. Be a busy week around the Robcasting world. A lot of Brunswick stuff coming up. Some basketball to be had. We like when it's busy. And yes, by the way, if you were listening to the first game, I did have a throat drop in between games. To the free throw line. That got knocked around off the foot of Katie. Katie able to steal it back, but they'll whistle and turn it. Apparently, I think in favor of the Stars. Yes, they will. Side out of bounds near the bleachers, right at center court. The inbound controlled by the Stars. They dribble into the front court, drive to the left, get to the elbow, left side of the lane, tried to take the lead. The second try underneath, no good. Looking for a third, and the whistle and the jump ball. So still 2-2, nothing resolved. 5:12 remaining, first half. And Boomslang on the alternating possession will take it out of bounds underneath the basket, right on the word Lions. Here into the front court, turning to the free throw line, going back right, a long shot from Emily. That was off the mark, but an offensive board. It was Violet. Back to Katie, all the way around. Good ball movement by Boomslang. Oh, but they couldn't finish to get the points. So they'll do it once more. And now the Stars come away with it. Stars across the line. Heading left to the elbow. Spinning back with 4.5 remaining first half through the double team. Popped around. Stars get it right back, and that's errant, and Zoe comes away with it. So Zoe ahead. Looks. Gets it off to Nelly. Nelly toward the right corner. Nelly had her pocket picked, and the Stars take that away. With 4:17 remaining in the first half. Left side of the lane, backed out. All the way outside. Now in it goes, and a foul. That will be on Nelly, her first. And the team's first, and I think the first foul of the game. Looks like Julia getting ready to check in, but a couple of free throws for the Stars to take the lead. And the first one, the old-fashioned, hit the front rim, back rim, and fell through. Number four has her first point. So the Stars up 3-2. Second. That's short. Zoe had the rebound. It's Julia that comes away with it. 3-2 the score. Zoe in the front court drives to her right, out on the wing. Settles back with Violet up top. Violet goes left. Thinking about a long shot with Samantha, but she traveled. She double clutched just a couple of times, and the official wasn't going to let that one go. So it's Stars basketball, 3:40 remaining, first half. Starting to drive, heading down, and nice job of knocking it away. It was Katie first, and then Zoe picked it up. Zoe looks left, goes left, and out of bounds off the hands of Violet down at the baseline. .318 remaining in the half. Here come the Stars. They cross the timeline. Moving left. Left side of the lane, that's up and low underneath, and it bounces out of bounds. Last touch by Boomslang. And it looks like Sabella and Annika are going to check in a moment. I thought they were actually getting whistled in, but not the case. Needing an inbound. It gets inbound, and it's brought right into Zoe. So he plays for the other team. So that's Boomslang to bring it up. Going left, it was Samantha. Back to Zoe. At the left elbow, she goes to her right. It's Katie on the dribble. Had it taken away. Brought back the other way. Heading out to the right side, turning back by Zoe. In a 3-2 Greenwich Stars lead. And what I tell you about loose basketballs, one just went flying right on onto the court and a whistle. And I think no timeout. They're just going to bring a couple of players in. So there's Sabella coming on. And she's going to come in, and Katie gets to catch her breath. Officials and folks laughing at loose basketballs. It is a good atmosphere here. Very loose, a lot of fun. Driving to the right, the Stars to the left elbow, trying to send down low. The Stars able to get the ball back out on the left side, but ripping it away was Julia, and they call the jump ball. Oof. Little quick on that whistle, but he's the man with the whistle, not me. 2:02 remaining in the first half of a 3-2 game. This one not the offensive one we saw in the first one. As the Stars have it, a long elbow jumper misses. Clanks around. The Stars get it right back. And it's Julia who comes away with the rip ball this time after the officials blew the other one dead. Zoe tried to send it inside to Sabella. That pass was telegraphed, so it goes back the other way with just under 100 seconds remaining in the half, and the shot misses. A second try, no good, and the rebound by Zoe. Here's Boomslang, down a point, trying to back in, out toward Julia. She's able to recover it. Moving to her left, around the perimeter, goes to Violet. Violet, middle of the lane. Violet from the lane, had it deflected, gets it back. A lot of blocked passes and shots here. From the elbow, another try. And it'll be Stars basketball. 1:07 remaining, first half, 3-2. Greenwich Stars on top. As they move to their left, right side of the lane, throw this up, and it's out of bounds. So it will be Boomslang basketball with 51 seconds remaining in the first half. Zoe will bring it up. Into the front court she goes, moves to her left. Left side to the left blocks, leaned in, and a foul. And she heads to the stripe. Official trying to see who the habeas corpus is on. And it's on 25. She's the one girl out there who does not have her hair up in a ponytail or anything. Still 3-2 as Zoe missed the first one. So her number, number 25, can be a little hard to say. Second one on the way. That is no good. And I believe there was a lane violation nonetheless. So 3-2 remains the score with 42.9 remaining in the first half. Like I said, this not the offensive explosion that the first game was, at least as far as Boomslang is concerned. They had a 10-0 lead at halftime of that one as this shot by the Stars misses, and it's Julia bringing it back. Went to pass it away. It goes off to the left side. That's Molly down low. That rides a little too high. Taken back, though, offensively as Olivia came away with it from the free throw line. Down low it goes once more. Molly gets it back to the elbow. Feeds off to the right. Nelly is there. Nelly a long shot, and that'll go out of bounds. The official being the one who corralled it. He's not allowed to corral it. That means the ball's a turnover. Down to one, and at the buzzer, the first half comes to an end. 3-2, the Greenwich Stars with the halftime lead. And the teams will collect themselves for a moment. And I just stopped talking for a moment. We'll start the second half in about 90 seconds. Glad you're joining us wherever you are today, and I know a lot of people tend to listen in the archive. We do archive the games, and I know Boomslang also archives them, but I archive them myself, so there are places you can hear the broadcasts after the fact. And, of course, this being Championship Sunday, as we figure out who's heading to the Super Bowl later today. And with that, we'll start turn our attention toward March Madness, and then, before you know it, baseball. Spring, always a busy time of year, but still have a ways to go before that. But we do hit February later this week. Clock getting to run, getting set to expire here at halftime. The teams will get right back on the floor. 3-2 halftime. Greenwich Stars up a point on Boomslang. Not much to talk about in terms of leading scorers. Number 25 across the way for the Stars has two. And Nelly has two for Boomslang. And number 4, who hit one of the two free throws she had, really the difference in the game. That's why it's 3-2. So Zoe and Nelly, looks like Molly, Isla, and Katie are the five coming out for Boomslang. And now the Stars join them. The lighter blue and the royal blue with the white accents and logos. Second half ready to fire up, and away we go. Boomslang basketball with a chance to take the lead. Trailing by one, 3-2. Isla, baseline. She shoots. Clanks off the side of the backboard. A fall for it. Isla gets it back, just throws it up underneath. Molly had that blocked. Turned around, and it'll be Stars basketball. They'll bring it up, but through a press into the front court. They drive off to the right, getting down low to the baseline, and it falls. Good, strong effort by the Stars, and that makes it 5-2. And a whistle all the way back to the other end. So it'll be Boomslang ball. They trail by three. They led all the way in the first game today against the Gray Wolves, and the press is strong down low. Strong defensive press played by the Stars, and it looks like Boomslang took a timeout. So 48 seconds gone, second half. Hope you enjoyed your time between games. I actually put my AirPods in and listened to, because this is me, I listened to a radio station out of Norway between games that plays a bunch of old 78 RPM records, records being those vinyl things, you know. And some good music. Old kind of jazz and things like that. It's a little toe-tapping for me as I sit in the top of the bleachers, which probably makes me sound even older than I am, which was not my intention. Five-two. Stars leading Boomslang. They are bringing that ball in. Boomslang needs to get the ball inbound. They do, because the official had had enough of stalling. Lobbed ahead. It's Isla in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Taken by Olivia. She turns. Here's Katie. Katie at the elbow. Down to Nelly. She hits. Nelly has all four, and it's 5-4 now. Boomslang trailing by a point. As it's brought across by the Stars, moving to their left. Around the perimeter, Zoe with the defense. Isla picks it off. Taken right back by the Stars as the ball sat on the floor. Turning around come the Stars. Left side of the lane, moving to the right. Into the blocks. Elbow jumpers and air ball. Bouncing loose down to the baseline. And the whistle. Perhaps dribbled out of bounds. I think so. No, a foul. No, they whistled a foul on Zoe. At least that's what I think they did. Yeah, they did. All right. A non-shooting foul. Remember, no PA on these things. Oh, good inbound thrown up by the Stars. No good. Zoe the rebound. Zoe gets it, turns back, quick outlet, gets ahead to Nelly. Nelly looking to drive him. What can be a three-on-one for the lead? She hits. Lays it in, and Boomslang takes a 6-5 lead with 12 minutes remaining in the second half. Driving to the right, turning, trying to twist out of a double team are the Stars. They get it back. A little further out and to the right wing. They step inside. 12-footer was no good. Zoe had it, and they'll blow it for the jump ball. Sub coming in for the Stars, so they make a change. Somebody needs to come out of the game. There we go. Inbound coming. Stars have played, or rather, Boomslang has played such great defense today. Here's an elbow jumper that's no good. That's just inside the elbow on the left side, and another jump ball will be whistled. So Boomslang gets the ball. Isla will inbound it with 11:19 remaining. It's a good one, 6-5. Boomslang now up one in a turnover on an errant pass. But it's thrown back, and Katie just nudges it forward to the left side and out of bounds. It'll stay with Boomslang. As Nelly throws it over to the official, and the official says, bring it in from under the basket, please. Let me check you one more time. There's the ball, and here's the inbound. She needs to inbound it to somebody. It got tipped around. It's Katie in the lane, and that's no good and out of bounds. In fact, it went to the photographer. And all right, Boomslang will get the ball again as the ball was deflected, and a shoe needs to be tied. It's Nelly's. That's all set. And Zoe will inbound. And that's stolen away. Good job defensively by number 10 as Isla tries to strip it. And they blow the jump ball. Coach Ron with a high five for Isla. Good defense, good effort. Boomslang girls have played very hard. Strong effort. Into the front court come the Stars, moving right toward the wing. Getting down low to the blocks, up off glass, that won't fall. Katie had it. Another scrum for it, and it's Isla coming away with it. She turns, gives it back to Katie. Katie will drive, loses it, picks it up. Long pass ahead, goes to Olivia. Left behind, it is Nelly. Nelly down low, no good. A scrum forward underneath. Isla picks it up at the right baseline. She turns and fires. That's no good. Back to Zoe. Then Katie in a foul in the lane. And Isla walking over and shaking Katie by the shoulder saying, great job. I did not get the indication of the foul, so shame on me, but here's Katie to extend the Boomslang lead in the first one. Too strong. Too much of the back iron toward the window and didn't get the friendly the friendly little nudge. So a chance for a two-point lead. Second. No good. And a lane violation regardless. So, it's Stars basketball. Stars trailing 6-5, under 10 remaining here on a Sunday. Moving out to the right. Foul line extended. Moving back in now. Sent a little further along to the right. Big high rainbow down low. Second try, no good. Stars get a third try. That's no good as well. And it bounces out of bounds. It'll be Stars basketball. Down to 9.5 remaining. Drama's building here at a one-point game. As the Stars have another try, that missed. They're not afraid to throw it up from 10 or 15 feet out as it's thrown out of bounds. So Boomslang loses the possession. It'll be Stars basketball. Isla will step out, and it looks like Violet replaces her. So the inbound telegraph taken by Katie. Katie with the dribble, lost control. It's turned over. Stars get it back. Driving to the far sideline and bouncing out of bounds. Last touched by Violet, who I referred to as Dennis Rodman in the first game. Just for her defensive prowess, she was near every loose ball. And the turnaround, this is thrown up immediately by the Stars, no good. They get it right back, another shot, that's off glass, and right down into the waiting arms of Zoe. Tries the long outlet pass to center court, and it's turned back by the Stars. So the Stars get it back, Boomslang on defense and a foul. Might have been an Olivia. I thought I saw the four fingers go up. So I'm going to mark that. Not sure it matters in the long run. As the first free throw is no good. This is number 25 of the Stars, who has 2 points on the afternoon. 8:43 remaining. She has a chance to tie the game up right here. It's 6-5. And she does not. And the ball goes out of bounds, off the rebound, and last touched by the Stars. So Boomslang will bring it in. Katie looking for someone to inbound to, gets it to Zoe. Zoe slicing and dicing to the front court ahead. Nelly, down it goes, off the miss by Olivia, and the Stars get it back. 1 point game, 8:25 remaining in the next game, starting to come into the gym, getting down low and a whistle. Let's see what they're calling. Appears to be on Violet, a foul. A non-shooting foul with 8:18 remaining in the inbound. Quickly thrown up, no good. Settled right into the arms of Zoe. Zoe nearly having the ball ripped away from her, and the official right on top of it to call the jump ball. In the old days, that meant they would actually jump the ball. Now it just becomes an alternating possession, and the ball will get inbounded. And the ball sits on the floor. Katie with it, and they'll probably have another jump ball, and there we go. So it'll be Stars basketball now. 8:05 remaining, second half, and the inbound caught by Zoe. Zoe for Boomslang, brings it across from left to right, controls it, goes to Olivia to her left, feeds down low to Violet, Katie at the elbow, off to Nelly. Nelly right side jumper hit the back iron. They fight for it again. Katie gets knocked around, and a foul is whistled. This somehow a non-shooting foul. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Under 8 remaining in a 1-point game and a low-scoring 6-5 affair. And the inbound was thrown by Violet right into the Stars and taken back by Violet. And she's collided with. On the left side of the lane, the collision. And it should put Violet at the line, and yes, that's where she is. And again, Nelly with the loose shoelaces. That's been resolved. They put Violet behind the line. Remember in the first game, they were letting the girls move up a little bit. The dribbles by Violet. The first one, no good. Violet had a couple of free throws, if I recall, in the first game. No, she did not. Second one is good. Oof. That bounced in, bounced out, and then back in. It's 7-5. 7:37 remaining and a timeout. The clock down to 7:36. And Boomslang needing to win to keep a playoff push alive. They have a 7-5 lead. As listeners, as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whomever you may be tuning in, this is a little more stressful for you. So this is like a wellness check. Make sure you're all okay. Looks like a team from New Rochelle will play next. New Rochelle's colors being purple and white, and that's what this group is wearing, purple and white. The Huguenots of New Rochelle High School. Teams over at their respective benches having their discussions. These two teams from Greenwich, Connecticut. Started my morning there with the egg and cheese and the cup of coffee. Now it's lunchtime. Got to think about that. These are important things. Both teams taking their time in their discussions. The horn is sounded, and as I said to you in the first game, it's basically the horn is like, you know, a dim whistle. It's like a bell. All right, team's back on the floor with 7:36 to go. But it's that same kind of portable scoreboard I was telling you about in the first game. Stars basketball out of bounds. Isla defensively right in her face. And the inbound handled. Brought across. Knocked around by Katie. Now a double team comes over as Isla joined. But she drives to the right side. 7-5. Boomslang on top. And the pass intercepted. And taken by Zoe. Zoe to the elbow. Goes right to Violet. Violet turns. Gives it back to Isla. Isla starts to move in. Throws it up underneath. Katie tries to hit. And she can't do it. The ball won't fall. Not her fault. The rim's just unfriendly. Stars bringing it back. Boy, that would have been a big turning point. Down to the baseline it goes. Ripped away by Zoe. Looks to throw it back out, and the ball was on the line, and a turnover. 6:54 remaining second half. The inbound, and it's thrown. Clanked around underneath. Isla down to the floor. Jump ball. Now it's Boomslang basketball. They can bring it from left to right. Zoe, Katie, playing catch at center court. That pass intercepted by the Stars. Left side of the lane, up, no good. Sat on the rim for a moment. Ball stays alive. Now they blow the whistle. A change for the Stars. 6.5 tenths minutes remaining in this one. And the Stars to inbound. Zoe almost ripped it away. They'll probably have another jump ball. There it is. That's going to be my new stat that I'll track. How many jump balls can there be in a game? There's another one. It'll be Stars basketball. No, yeah, it will be Stars basketball. I had to pause to answer a question because a bunch of kids wanted to know what I'm doing. out to the left side, turning, trying to get it in. Katie comes away with it with 6:17 to go. Here she comes coast to coast for a four-point lead, puts it up. It's no good. Stars get it back, but it's Isla in the lane. Up off glass, no good. And Isla trying to get on top of it, and another jump ball. 6:02 to go, 7-5 Boomslang. Zoe to inbound. Looks, knocked around, and now the Stars have it, and Violet has it, and the Stars have it, and another jump ball. And everybody just kind of looks up at the official and smiles. Stars to inbound, and they do. Across the line at center court, into a double team toward the sideline. The quick feed over there, looking right back to center court, and a backcourt violation will be whistled. Carried it right back across the line. So it should be Boomslang basketball, and that's the case. In a two-point game with 5:43 remaining. And a quick pass to Nelly. Nelly turns and fires from the blocks. It won't fall. Ooh, it's just not going right as it goes to the left side and turned back by Katie. Katie driving right. Katie down low. Katie underneath gets it to Nelly, who feeds back to the elbow for Zoe. Now Isla. Isla steps in. She hauls it up. Way up off glass. No good. Stars basketball. Back it goes to center court. And away with it comes Violet, and it rolls out of bounds. 5:09 remaining, 7-5 Boomslang. Inbound was picked off by the Stars. And Violet trying to be the menace that she is defensively, and I think she caused just enough havoc to get a timeout called. What a job. So Boomslang retains the 7-5 lead with 4:55 remaining. I will have earned a cup of coffee after this one, folks. What is next on the Rob casting schedule? I believe there's a Tuesday broadcast, if I recall. So just in case you enjoy what we do. Yeah, Tuesday, Greens Farms Academy and Brunswick basketball. Wednesday is Loomis Chafee and Brunswick basketball. And then Friday, it's Albany Academy and Brunswick soccer. That's what I call a good week. Plus, I have to teach broadcasting in between, so busy week. I won't get to do much of my talk show, doubleheader on WGCH. Maybe tomorrow, but that's about it. Boomslang back out on the floor. The Stars come out and join them in a two-point game with 4:55 remaining. Isla already set defensively. And now the Stars come over for the inbound pass. Isla waving her hands right in the inbounder's face, and she does get it in. Gets it across the line to the front court, driving from right to left. A two-point game for the tie, and the shot is a foul. Isla picks it up. As Isla develops as a basketball player, she's going to be the kind that, and I could be totally wrong, but she's not afraid to make contact and use the fouls that, you know, you're allowed. Number four at the line. First one up, no good. She is one out of three now from the stripe. Julia checks back in. And Isla pointing to who she'll cover defensively. So Isla steps out, and a high five for Coach Ron. The second one is good. So the free throw cuts it to 7-6. And we all kind of take a deep breath again as it goes into the front court and turned back. The Stars have it. Now the Stars can take the lead, but the pass picked off and a travel committed by Katie with 4.5 to go. Stars basketball. Inbound, left side of the lane, quick whistle, jump ball. So it'll be Boomslang ball. Came in to Julia, back to Katie. Tries to fight out of the defense. Pass gets picked off, now knocked around. Katie had it. Stars have it. It's Katie, now a jump ball. So that'll go back in favor of the Stars with 4:11 remaining. And remember, it's 7-6. Next bucket for either team is huge. As that goes up and off the iron, no good from the Stars. Zoe the rebound. Down to the final 4 minutes as Zoe tries to get through, and a foul looks like it's been whistled, and it has been. It went against the Stars, I thought. Well, either way, a non-shooting foul as it was Boomslang basketball and the pass picked off. So the Stars get it back. In a one-point game, now this is picked off. Batted around on the floor, picked up by the Stars. They drive down low. Turning and firing, but good defense by Zoe. Bounced back out. Stars get it once more. 3:40 remaining. 7-6, and another jump ball. Good drama on a Sunday afternoon. 7-6. Inbound to the Stars. They have it. Bounce pass goes to the elbow. Moved over to the left elbow now. From down low, that'll bounce out of bounds. Boomslang ball. Katie to bring it in. 3:27 to go. Zoe ahead. Here comes Violet. Violet to Emily. Emily off glass. No good. Julia reps it away. Back to Emily it goes. And out of the hands. And back to the Stars. But picked off by Julia. Julia turns around. She's going to try to give Boomslang a three-point lead, and it bounces away. Katie along toward the left corner. Further out, Violet. Now Zoe. 3:03 remaining. Next bucket, really huge. Zoe back to Nelly. And Nelly makes it 9-6 with 2:50 remaining. And through a double team, a foul whistled on Violet with 2:46 to go. A non-shooting foul, so it's side out of bounds. Bounced in to the corner. Zoe there on defense. Stars have it. They've got to get out of that defensively, and there's the whistle. And it should be Boomslang basketball. It is. Katie inbound, picked off. Driving back in, thrown up, no good, and a whistle. And I saw two fingers up, so I'm going to guess there was a foul on Violet, putting the Stars at the line with 2:33 remaining. And 16 fouls. First free throw is no good. Second on the way. 16 fouls on Boomslang. And the second one also off the mark. So Boomslang retains the 9-6 lead as Julia fights for it. And another jump ball. This one goes in favor of the Stars. 3-point game, 2:25 remaining. They bring it across. It goes off the foot of the Stars and out of bounds. That not a kick ball. So again, in a 3-point game, again, each bucket is just monstrous as Nelly can control it. Oh, she stepped out of bounds. It'll go the other way. She had it, got off her fingers, and then rolled out of bounds. So it'll be Stars basketball. Because you just do the math. A field goal for the Stars makes it 9-8. So it's right back to a one-point game. as they drive all the way down to the other end from the blocks. Throw it up. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Boomslang. Should Boomslang hit, a field goal makes it 11-6. And with 1:57 remaining, I just have a suspicion you feel a lot better. Not to say it's in the books, but be a lot better. For the inbound, the Stars control it, right side. Baseline jumper, no good. Katie, off the errant pass. She drives coast to coast, gets knocked away from her, and turns right back. But it goes to Julia in the lane, and it falls! 11-6, a five-point Boomslang lead. And now you kind of like the way things are going for the Snakes as it turns back with the Stars knocking it out of bounds. Boomslang trying to get on a playoff run. Inbound to Julia. Julia right now with a heroic shot here late, and Nelly down low. Bounce up, no good. Julia back, fighting, turning, gives it back to the left side for Katie. 1:07 remaining. Zoe to the left side. Keeps the dribble going. Feeds down low to Julia. It bounces around into the corner. Julia gets it back. Drives baseline. Sits down, and the Stars get it with under one to go. Out at center court, it's Violet fighting for it, and a jump ball. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Laughing, watching Boomslang keeping things loose and silly over on their bench. That's great. Zoe with 47, ahead to Katie. And a travel. Katie kind of double clutched as she went to throw the pass. And a timeout taken by the Stars with 43.5 to go. Do the Stars have a five-point run left in them to tie this game up? Or somehow win it? To be determined. Nelly leads the way with 8 points. Violet has one and Julia has two. But Julia's right now just looks so big because it gives Boomslang a bit of a cushion. They were up three, but to blow it open to five, and that's what it feels like, a five-point lead, just feels like it's blown the game open a bit with 43.5 remaining. Number four has two for the Stars, and numbers 25 and 40 each with 2 points. So it's Sabella and Olivia, Molly, Emily, and Samantha for Boomslang. 43.5 remaining. The Stars will take it side out of bounds, down below, and they will inbound it. They got to get it in. They really got to get it in. Hauled in, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Trying to feed it into the front court, and there was just nobody home. The official went and turned around to hand it to someone, and all he had was a bunch of Grey Wolves boys basketball players waiting for their next game. They were the guys quite fascinated with what we're doing down here. The pass off the mark, turned back by the Stars. 39 seconds to go in a five-point game. Going right, the Stars down to the baseline, and a whistle. That's going to be on Emily. And that should be the seventh team foul. The inbound taken. Turning back. No good. Underneath. And Boomslang comes away with it on a strong defensive play by Emily. But it is a travel to turn it over. So 24.3 remaining. Still a five-point game. And a quick inbound for the Stars becomes a basket. So this still a game at 11-8. They had started the clock. That favors Boomsland with 14.7 remaining. And they got to blow the whistle. Yeah, they just did. Boomsland didn't inbound the ball. It just started dribbling. All right, Samantha brings it in. It's knocked around, and it's Greenwich Stars getting it back with 12 remaining. They fire up another one. Down three, we're down to nine. And away with the ball is Olivia with 5.5 remaining. And it'll be Stars basketball again. The Stars were right on the verge of making it a one-point game as this is knocked around with four. Taken back with three. It's Molly dribbling away at the horn, and this one's over. And Boomsland comes away with an 11-8 victory here this afternoon. They pick off both games on the Sunday Twin Bill. And they get two of the victories that they needed to get. We told you at the top of the day that for Boomsland, they needed to go 3-1 over their final four. Well, they got two of the three that they need. So a great job by the girls here today and the coaches. They really worked so hard to get these victories. Here in the second game, I will just quickly total up these numbers. Believe me, it will not take long. This is not the offensive game that we saw in game number one. But the numbers will resolve themselves nice and easily, and we've got them. Nellie scored eight, Julia had two, Violet had one for Boomsland, and across the way, they were led by number four with 4 points, and numbers 25 and 40 had two apiece. Final score in this one, Boomsland 11, and the Greenwich Stars 8. In the first game earlier today, Boomsland just played tremendous defense, and they beat the Gray Wolves 23-5. So for Boomsland, they are now 4-4 on the year, and a tremendous job by Boomsland Basketball Club here this afternoon at the LaFell School. And that will do it for a fun day of basketball here on Robcasting Radio. Such a joy to bring it to you. And we'll say farewell for now. Our next Robcasting broadcast is Tuesday as we get back to Brunswick Basketball. And they will take on Greens Farms Academy at 4:30, so we'll look forward to that one. Local live on the coverage as well. Boomsland with two wins today. Game number one, they beat the Gray Wolves 23-5, and here in the second game of the day, they knock off the Greenwich Stars 11-8. For the whole gang here at the LaFell School in Hartsdale, New York, I'm Rob Adams saying so long. Enjoy your football and whatever else you do with your Sunday. You've been listening to Boomsland Basketball Club on the Boom Mic on Robcasting Radio from Hartsdale, New York. Have a great day, everyone. So long. Powered by Robcasting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter at Robcasting Radio. Thank you for listening.